football's over, but there's more sports talk.
Hey, welcome back, Stonks, to the final edition of your Tampa Bay Sports Second of 2014. I am Roy. I am your host. What a year it's been. Right? The laughs. Oh, there were some tears. There was some raging diarrhea fits. It was a year. That's all that can be said. It was a fucking year. Oh, and the Bucks blew it. We can look back on that fondly, how they did that first pick. The Rays, oh, shit the bed. Oh, jeez. USF, makes me sick to my stomach. Lightning, they went into the playoffs, you know, again. You know, and they're still doing it this season. So if you hear any, dripping, sort of, that's still one of the diarrhea fits going on. Raging diarrhea fits, that is. It's raging. Just like, you remember El Nino? El Nino? It's similar to that. I wasn't down here for one of those. I've never been in a hurricane. A knock on wood. So let me start off with Black Monday there. The old Black Monday, as they call it in the NFL, where once the season ends, the Monday after the final games of that Sunday of Week 17, they just fire all the shitty coaches. I think it's more good coaches who coach shitty teams. I think you blame more. You gotta blame some of the players, right? And I mean, obviously, the general management need to get their shit together. They're making all the moves. They're putting who's down there, who's on the field for the coach to coach. Okay, top coach of all time, right now, Craig T. Nelson, number one. That documentary they did on him, coaching that college team, fucking amazing. Guy was fucking inspiring, dude. Little fun fact, last two seasons he coached the Orlando Breakers. That'd be nice. A little close team right by for the Bucks could fucking give him the old hammy, you know what I'm saying? Of course you don't. You're a Bucks fan. You don't know what that's like. It's been years since then. It hasn't been that long. It hasn't been that long. Okay, 10 years since the Super Bowl victory. It was, it's close. It was close. Within grasp, you know? Back to Black Monday. Okay, Rex Ryan, John, what's his name? Isaac? Isaac? I don't know. I don't follow the Jets. They're both out. Coach, GM, out. Rex already meeting with ESPN, hoping they can get him on some sort of show, which I think would be fucking hilarious. The guy's out of his fucking mind. It'd be great, especially when he's got to talk about the Pats. Then we go on to Michael Stinky Feets there in for Atlanta Falcons. He's gone. Old Stinky Feets. John Harbaugh. Excuse me, Jimmy Harbaugh. He's out. 49ers. He's on his way to Michigan. Christ, you see those pictures? Oh, they were gripping. Of him fucking landing in fucking Ann Arbor. Who fucking cares? We knew he was going to be the fucking coach weeks ago. For God's sakes. So he's out. He's in Michigan. Already set up. Real nice. I think it's about $8 million for 5 years, and that's $8 million each year. He used to be the quarterback there, so he, his dream to coach that. Who knows if that's true, but why would you say anything otherwise? And then you got Mike Trestman, and I think the GM out of there for the Bears. Maybe he'll pop back up to Montreal there, or somewhere in the CFL. He's well-known. He's done some stuff up there. He's done some stuff. So yeah, back to Rex. I kind of skipped over that. He's already had meetings, like I said, with ESPN, and that'd be pretty nice. And with the Falcons and the 49ers. I think it'd be in his best interest. Get back to his roots. Get back there. 49ers deep. Oh, actually, you could get paid top dollar. You go to Atlanta, fix their fucking defense up. Defensive coordinator 1 year. Okay. Falcons get some jerk off in there as coach. He gets a fucking foothold in there. Builds that defense up. Focus on the defense, Rex. Focus on the defense. Defense and feet. That's what you know. Defense and feet. Then who knows? Maybe 2016, you pop into a coaching spot. He's going to jump right into a coaching spot. Unless ESPN fucking pays that guy, which they will. They will pay that guy because people will watch him, including me. As long as he's on a channel that I'm watching. Okay, that's all I can say. I'm not going to fucking sit around looking for him. I'm not going to get a DVI to fucking watch the guy, okay? He's fucking Rex Ryan. As a Pats fan, I don't like him. But he's a good coach. He's a decent coach. I won't say good coach. I'll say decent. Because, I don't know. Is he good? Because given the players he's had, he's done a little with even less. So, we'll see where he ends up. I'm curious. He's obviously the biggest name out there, figuring out where he's going to go. All the rest of them, they'll land on their feet. But it's just, we're all just kind of curious as to where Rex is going to land. Okay, and this is not, obviously, none of this is Tampa Bay-centric. Tampa Bay's out. Bucks are done. They got the first draft pick in the 2015 draft, sorry. Hopefully they go with Mariota. I don't think they go with Winston. I'm hoping Winston smartens up. He's got a bad fucking attitude, okay? He's got that Manziel attitude, like where he won't, you know, he's fucking top dog and that's all there is to it. He needs to stay in college for one more year. He needs to do it. Fucking do it. Smarten up. Bucks, go with Mariota. Mariota, that's it. After that, pick up some fucking prospects for your offensive line. It's a goddamn garbage heap. Actually, I think that would do better. Let's just dump a bunch of garbage in front of fucking Mariota. Have Dougie Martin back there. You got fucking Vincent Jackson over there. Mike Evans. Have them run routes and have the fucking defense try to plow through some stinky garbage. They might do better. That garbage pile. Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl prospect. Right there. So the playoffs start this weekend. And Saturday, the 4 o'clock game, 4:35 to be exact. Cardinals-Panthers right there. I want to go with the Cardinals. I want to go with that. Defense is looking, it's not great. It's not great. They got a third-string quarterback in there, possibly going to be a fourth string. Who knows what they're going to do. Cam Newton looks good. Their running game's doing good. This is the Panthers I'm talking about now, if you don't know football. Panthers looking good. Greg Olsen on a tear. Jonathan Stewart looking good. You got D'Angelo Williams coming back. I'd stick with the hot hand and go with the big bruise and back in Jonathan Stewart for fantasy's sake. Then at the 8:15, we got Ravens Steelers. Real hot rivalry game there. I'm going to go with the Steelers, even though I don't care for either of the teams. Steelers, Big Ben, fucking Antonio Brown. Le'Veon Bell's going to be sitting, so keep him out of your fantasy lineup. If you do the weekly fantasy lineups, they still do that, I'm pretty sure up until the championship game, up until the Super Bowl. They don't do the Super Bowl, but the week before. Talking very fast. I got to get a lot in a short amount of time, people. Sunday, 1 o'clock game. Bengals, Colts. You got to go with the Colts. You're an idiot if you don't fucking go with them. Dalton, just he cannot keep up with fucking Andy Luck there. But with what Luck? I mean, yeah, Luck, he didn't do much last week. But they pulled him at the half, I'm pretty sure. So, but I'm still going to stick with the Colts then. And then the 4:40 game on Sunday, Lions-Cowboys. I got to go with Cowboys, even though their home record is terrible. They were undefeated on the road. They went into everyone's home, and they fucking burned it to the ground. But I'm still going with the hot hand. I'm liking fucking Dallas. And I know my friend Matty J. Shaw is going to enjoy that, seeing them do something. DeMarco Murray, he didn't look too bad last week with the broken hand. You got Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, Tony Romo. The defense has been stepping up. On the Lions side of the ball, you're figuring out, do I go with Joy Bell? Do I go with Reggie Bush? Stick with Joy Bell. And then you got Calvin Johnson, the fucking eighth. Or is it junior? One of those. So it's going to be, I think it'll be a high-scoring game unless the Cowboys defense really just shuts down Stafford, which I don't think he's passed over 250 yards in the past three games, I want to say. So that's going to be a good one. I think that's the game I'm looking forward to, seeing if the Cowboys can get over that hump. Over that hump. That's what they're looking for. Get into it, you feel me? Whoa, one second. Before I go on too far, Ndamukong Suh, he was supposed to be supposed to sit out this game. He was being suspended for one game, this game against the Cowboys, for stepping on, which clearly, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, okay, you just step back. But then you see him step, and he steps one more and puts his full weight on fucking on Aaron Rodgers' fucking shin. how many fucking times does this guy have to stop someone to fucking kick him in the balls before you fucking do something and you're gonna reinstate him for this fucking game? Are you fucking nuts? He knew what he was fucking doing. He always knows what he's fucking doing. The guy's been fined almost $250,000. Probably $250,000 at this point after the $70,000 he was fucking fined for this. You fucking reinstate him for this and you charge him. You know what that is? $70,000 to this guy? It's me pulling just some dirty lint out of my asshole. That's like nothing. It's fucking nothing to the guy. You're going to keep fucking reinstating this guy. Nothing's going to happen. He's not going to fucking learn. That right there, especially Aaron Rodgers, let me be honest, the fucking refs and the leagues always fucking treat their star quarterbacks a little better than the rest. I've seen fucking Peyton Manning. Well, there's all those fucking rule changing. The way fucking Peyton Manning got knocked around and the fucking old pillhead over there in fucking Indianapolis bitched to the fucking league about it and changed the rules. And then, you know, I see fucking Tom Brady get knocked on his ass and a ref come over and pick him up. It's the same with him, Breeze, fucking Manning, all those fucking guys. Rodgers, I'm surprised they didn't fucking throw him out of the goddamn league after that, because it's fucking Rodgers. That's your moneymaker. If you don't have those fucking star quarterbacks, you're not making any money. I just can't believe that they fucking reinstated him for this game. So I'm going to end that there, because I just can't fucking understand. At some point, you gotta fucking punish these people. At some point, you gotta fucking punish them. Because someone's gonna get fucking actually hurt at some point. You kick fucking, who do you kick? Fucking Texans. There, Matt Schaub. You fucking booted Matt Schaub right in the nuts. You just can't do that. I mean, the guy's a fucking violent player. That's fine. That's great. But, I mean, after the play shit, you're stomping on people. That's fucking out of control. Something needs to be done. I just don't understand this fucking league. Something's gonna fucking happen, and then they're gonna make a commercial and tell us not to be violent because that's what they fucking do. Because they blame it on everyone else because they don't want to take fucking responsibility for what they've done, and they haven't fucking punished anyone, and they gotta fucking clean up the goddamn mess. So they put the blame on fucking everyone else. It's all about fucking money. Sorry about that. I'm throwing shit. Okay. Goodell, clean up your fucking act. Penalize people. Stand by your fucking word. Don't be a baby. When you say you're gonna fucking penalize someone, when you say someone's fucking suspend them because they stomped on someone's fucking leg in goddamn cleats and fucking stomped on them again. How many times does someone have to fucking stomp on someone before they get fucking actually suspended? Clean up your fucking act, you piece of shit. That was actually an excerpt from a play that I'm writing about a character who writes a play about a fictional football league where the commissioner fucks up a lot, and then the league itself puts the blame on other people. So it's this character who kind of bitches about it. So I was just practicing just to kind of get a feel for it because I was put on the spot. So I wanted to see how it felt, and I think it sounded good. I felt good about it, but I'll listen back to it and I'll get some different ideas. Maybe I'll cut some stuff. Maybe I'll put something else in. We'll find out. But I'm going to move on. I appreciate you listening to me kind of workshopping some stuff. Thanks, guys. Let's move on. Lightning. What the fuck are they doing? They're looking pretty good last night. Got the win 3-2 over the Leafs. Real good game. They were fucking hammering them. I got to catch that game and the Bruins game. Which, like I said, the Lightning got the win over the Leafs 3-2. Also got some help there from Boston, who beat the Red Wings 5-2, which puts the Lightning at the top of the Eastern Conference excuse me, with 50 points, 1 point over Schittsburg. They have tonight off, which being Wednesday. Tonight means Wednesday, the 30th. And they go to Buffalo to play the Sabres on New Year's Eve. So hopefully they can pull that one out. Ben Bishop looked real nice in net. He kept them in the game. He really did. There were some great saves he made. And they're looking good. They're looking good on defense. Their forecheck was fucking amazing last night. Just they wouldn't fucking let the Leafs out of the zone. It was just real. It was a real good game, and to see them come back 2-0 and win 3-2, it was a real, real exciting game. Also, like I said, got to catch the Bruins game. That doesn't mean anything to you, but being a Boston fan, catching any game from up there is exciting. You like to see them, and it did. It really helped out the Lightning with Boston putting the boots to Detroit there. So hopefully they can keep rolling, get a win there New Year's Eve, ringing the New Year's with a bang there, putting us even farther apart from Detroit, Montreal, all those douchebags. And by douchebags, I mean very talented hockey teams. So let me pop on over to the Rays. Got a little news here, a little rough news, seeing this for the first time. My eyes seeing it. This is not the news I'm talking about, but they have acquired shortstop second baseman Astrubal Cabrera. Picked him up. He 29 years old, first 8 seasons in Cleveland. He got traded to the Washington Nationals last year. They're unsure at this point if he'll play middle field or if he'll play second baseman, shortstop, what he'll be doing with Zobrist. And you got, Escobar at shortstop, Zobrist at second base. But from what I'm seeing, the Rays are apparently open to trading Zobrist and Escobar, which, oh my goodness. I mean, it just seems like they want a complete retooling of the team. Like, that's fucking everyone. That's fucking everyone. Just everyone that I know from the Rays are just, they're just gone. They're just gone. If they get rid of Zobrist and Escobar, it's pretty much Longoria left from the original team that I know when I moved down here. I mean, you still got Loney at first base who plays well, and you got Desmond Jennings out in center field. But still, I mean, you're getting rid of the fucking, this quote-unquote superstars that Tampa had. The pitchers, you got Cobb, Archer, you still got Matt Moore until they get rid of him. You got Balfour there. You always need an Aussie up in there to make things kooky. But I don't know what they're doing. But that's why those guys make the big bucks. I don't feel like next year is going to be the year for the Rays. They are definitely, from what I'm seeing, in a rebuilding stage, which you never like to see your team in. But sometimes it's a quick turnaround. Sometimes it's a quick turnaround. So that's what we can hope for next year. At least give some chase to the Yankees, Red Sox, Orioles, and Toronto there. The Blue Jays and the Orioles really gave some chase last season. I think the team to beat this year coming up has got to be the Padres. I know they're in the National League, but they're definitely going to be the team to beat, especially with L.A., San Francisco over there. That's it. Like, what they picked up is just fucking ridiculous. I mean, they did pick up Will Myers, picked up Matt Kemp, old Stinky McGee. McGee had a great season last year. The Stink, he had an amazing. I think he won the batting crown there. Old shoestring title pants. That guy, I mean, had a great season, a real breakout season. So he's going to be another guy to watch for. So let me with that, the Rays like I said last week, bleeding players. We'll see what's going to come up in the next few weeks here with them. In the new year, they're going to ring it in real nice. Do you ring it in? Do you bring it in? What do you do? Can you do either of them? Can you do one or the others? Which one's better? Which one are you going to do? I don't know. Why don't we pop on over the bowl games here? I'm going to get the bowl games out of the way because I'm not going to get another podcast in by the time the bowl games start. This is obviously going to be the bowl game podcast. I may get one in before the NFL games start, but you already heard my picks. So let me pop on over to college ball right now. Okay, Stonks. Bowls. Your college bowl games here. And what this is, folks, is me literally reading off a list of games and who I think's going to win. Why wouldn't I do it? Why would I do it? Who fucking cares? If you don't want to hear it, skip to the end, because there's going to be something real nice for you. You're not going to want to miss it. Peach Bowl, TCU Ole Miss. I'm going with TCU. Go Frogs! Fiesta Bowl, Boise State, Arizona. I'm going with Boise State. You gotta love that fucking field, even though they're not playing there. They're playing in Arizona. Okay. Orange Bowl, Mississippi, Georgia Tech, Mississippi State, excuse me, Georgia Tech, I'm going Mississippi State. Outback Bowl played at Raymond James, so that's going to be a fun one to watch on ESPN2, my friends. Yeah, this is sponsored by ESPN2. Don't sue me, it's not actually sponsored by ESPN2. Auburn, Wisconsin, I'm going with Auburn. Even though they're ranked lower than them, I'm going with Auburn. Cotton Bowl Classic, here we go. Michigan State, Baylor, I'm going with Baylor. How can you fucking say no to Baylor? Citrus Bowl, Missouri, Minnesota, I'm going with Missouri. That's played in Orlando, real pretty there. I'm going Missouri South, baby, South. Dirty, filthy, rotten South. Next, here we go. Armed Forces Bowl. Why is it Houston and Pittsburgh? That's because it is. Houston and Pittsburgh. I'm going with Pittsburgh. I'm going with Pittsburgh. The Tax Slayer Bowl. I guess Tax Slayer came into some money. Iowa and Tennessee. I'm going with Iowa. Iowa and that one. That's played in Jacksonville. A lot of Florida bowls here. Why? I don't understand why there's so many bowls in Florida this time of year. There's a few more left, folks. Let's go with the Alamo Bowl. Kansas State, UCLA. I'm going with, I like Kansas State, but UCLA is hot. I'm going with UCLA. Let's pop over to the Cactus Bowl. Washington, Oklahoma State. I'm going to call an upset right now. Oklahoma State, Birmingham Bowl in Birmingham, Alabama, Eastern Carolina, and the University of Florida Gators. I'm going to go with the Gators. Again, I'm calling the upset. Eastern Carolina, 8-4. Florida, University of Florida Gators, 6-5. I'm calling Florida. Dirty, dirty South. GoDaddy Bowl. Them GoDaddy. GoDaddy.com. You know what I'm saying? They're hosting a bowl. It's fucking disgusting how many fucking bowls they need to have. GoDaddy Bowl? Are you fucking crazy? How many fucking bowls are there? Do they even mean anything at this point? You've got fucking teams that almost, they have 500 records. A 500 record should not be in a goddamn bowl. It just should not be in a fucking bowl. I don't even care if it's called fucking Ticket City. You know, it's sponsored by fucking Ticket City. I don't know who they are. I imagine they're a great company. You can get tickets of all sorts there, I imagine. But you don't need to have a fucking bowl. It's fucking ridiculous. GoDaddy Bowl. Toledo, Arkansas State. I'm going with Arkansas State. And the only two bowls that matter at this point. I mean, there's a few. Let me be honest. Peach Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Orange Bowl, Outback Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Citrus Bowl. Those are the only ones that matter to me. Only ones that matter. You got six bowls. Those are the ones that matter. Then you got the two other ones, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl. Let me start off with the Rose Bowl. Oregon, Florida State. Oregon 12-1, Florida State 13-0. They've been shit on all year. They didn't have a tough schedule. I feel like they're going to be playing hot. They're going to be wanting, they got a little fucking chip on their shoulder. You know what I'm saying? A little fucking chip on their shoulder. So they're going to want to come out and they're going to want to fucking put the boots to Oregon. Their defense is garbage. Their defense is not fucking good, and Oregon is top fucking notch, literally top. There's some notches, and there's one at the top, and that's fucking Oregon. Their fucking offense is out of sight. So if Florida State's defense can somewhat slow them down, and the offense can be hot as shit, Florida State can win this. I want Florida State to win, but I think Oregon is going to take it. Now we go over to the Sugar Bowl. I know, it's Florida, how can I go against it? But I have to say my fucking picks. Rose Bowl, baby, Rose Bowl. Sugar Bowl, here we go. Alabama, Ohio State. Alabama ranked number one. Strength of schedule. They're 12-1. Ohio State ranked number four. 12-1. You got fucking old Stinky Myers there in Ohio State. We're pretty well-versed in what he's done down here in this area. I think Alabama's going to run away with that one. Offense, defense by far. I think the number one ranking is well-deserved with that. So with that being said, those are my picks. Top two who are going to the national championship game. In the first college football playoffs, I'm going to say Alabama, Oregon, and I'll let you know who will win that game if that's what it comes to be. Let's hope it's Florida State, though. If only so I'll have some somewhat Tampa Bay-centric stuff to talk about. Because who else are we going to root for? Who else are you going to fucking root for, you cunts? Okay, I figure I might as well make this little twofer here because I'm not going to get another one in probably by the time the Saturday game start for the NFL. Get a little fantasy. I realize there's no Bucks in this, but you might as well try to get it in, tell you who I'm picking. Let's go quarterback Joe Flacco. He's going to have to put up numbers. Big Ben against that defense, it's not going to be a contest. Flacco's going to have to fucking sling it. Running back Justin Forsett, he's been hot. That defense, that Steelers run defense especially, is not what it used to be. Running back Jeremy Hill against that Colts defense, they're going to be fucking having to. They're going to have to fucking run it. He's been so fucking hot. If the Bengals don't fucking run it with Jeremy Hill the way he's been running, they're fucking out of their mind. Receiver, Mohamed Sanu. They're talking about A.J. Green being out. If he's out, you got to go with Sanu. Receiver, Steve Smith. Torrey Smith, he's the deep one. Steve Smith underneath. I feel like they're going to be going underneath to Steve Smith Sr. Receiver Golden Tate, Calvin Johnson, he's fucking huge. It's Megatron, okay? But they're going to be fucking all over him. Look for Golden Tate. Tight end Owen Daniels, he's a fucking sleeper of the bunch there, okay? But I'm thinking Flacco's going to go to him. Get down there in the fucking red zone. The fuck. How many more times can I say it? You got to calm it down, Sabes. Come on. Owen Daniels, Flacco's going to look for him in the end zone when they're within the 15, 10. That's who they're going to go to. Flex Dez Bryant. Usually you drop him in the receiver, in one of your three receiver picks. But that's just how it ended up. I had a lot of extra money left over, so I figured I'd drop Dez in there. You can't go wrong with Dez. Defense, I'm going with Steelers. I realize I put a, that's probably a poor pick. Don't go with the Steelers if one, two, three, four of your offensive players are going against your defense. Don't do that. That's dumb. Why would I do that? I'm going with the Panthers defense. I think they're going to give Arizona some trouble. They're playing at Carolina. I feel like they're heating up at a good time I just feel like they're going to want to back their quarterback. You know, Cam's had a rough year, and I mean, that's just been a rough fucking division. They're fucking lucky they got in. Even though they're not lucky they got in because they kicked the shit out of the Saints. Just good to see. Bring them back down to the ground, even though they were already back down last year and I think the year before, but who knows. Those are my picks. Do what you want. It's nice to branch out from just doing the Bucks, even though obviously, I don't just do the Bucks on my own. But on this show, yeah, I only pick Buck players. I stack Buck. I don't always only pick the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? Well, everyone, it's been a good year. A short year, obviously, for this show. And I will continue doing it, even if I'm told not to by anyone. If anyone tells me not to, I'm extending my contract. This is a contract year for me. This is a contract fucking year for me. So if you tell me to stop, I'm gonna fucking extend it. I'm relatively young podcasting. I'm gonna extend it about 6 years with some options in there to opt out if need be. If you know Nerdist comes around or something like that, or maybe ESPN or the Sklar Brothers if they need someone to do anything for them. Maybe Jay Moore for his radio show. That's going to do it for this year, folks. I hope you have a great new year. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Stay off the fucking roads. Get to where you're going to be at fucking 7:30 and just lock it down. Just lock it down. Fucking call it a night. Go to bed before. It's a fucking ball dropping. Dick Clark's dead. What's that a watch? What are you going to watch? Fucking Seacrest? Come on. Jeez, man. Watch the ball games that evening. Wake up. 12 o'clock. Start drinking. Get ready for the fucking games because it's going to be great. This weekend's going to be great. Football Wednesday to Sunday. It's just perfect. How can you go wrong? And you get some Lightning games sprinkled in between there. Check out the Lightning games tomorrow night. Early game there at 6 o'clock when they heading to Buffalo to take on the Sabres. Should be a nice little game, and hopefully they can pull out a win there. It looks like an easy game, but you know how those go. Everyone, like I said, have a safe, happy New Year's Eve, and bring that energy into the new year. Let's right on and through the new year, let's keep on stonking, okay? Keep the stonk rolling. Everyone from Tampa Bay, coast to coast, east to west, north, south, worldwide, except for Russia and North Korea. Just their governments, not the people. People are great. Unless you don't like us, then fuck off, you cunts. Keep it stomp!